If you lived in Virginia in 1985, chances are you know the story. Jens Suhring, the son of a German diplomat, was accused of killing his girlfriend's parents in their Bedford County home.
This is the photograph of the house. You can see the crime scene tape.
Ricky Gardner was a rookie detective when the bodies were found. He's convinced that Jens Suhring was the killer, noting he and Elizabeth Haysom left town as soon as they became suspects.
An innocent person don't run. So there's another piece of the puzzle.
The two traveled the world before being arrested in England, where they were charged with check fraud. After being questioned for more than 16 hours over 4 days, Suhring confessed to the crime. But today he says that confession is proof of his innocence.
The way you can tell it's a false confession is by checking what I said against the physical evidence at the crime scene.
The state of Virginia believes it's dangerous to allow a radio reporter to record an interview at the Buckingham Correctional Center, so we spoke with Suhring by phone. He recalled telling police that he acted alone when he killed Nancy and Derek Haysom.
What the police found at the crime scene was all four blood groups, the two blood groups of the victims and two other blood groups. So that already tells you that at the very least, there were two perpetrators.
Now, one of those blood types was his.
I'm blood group O, and that is the most common blood group.
But years later, when technology allowed for DNA testing, investigators found no sign of Suhring in the Haysom home.
The police tested 42 blood samples from the crime scene. 31 of those were too small or too degraded to yield positive identification, but 11 of the blood samples could be tested, and all of those were from somebody else, definitely not me.
Police have never identified the fingerprint on a glass at the Haysom's table or a strand of hair from the sink where traces of blood were found. Suhring at first claimed to have used a butterfly knife to commit the crime, but that's not what investigators thought when they studied the injuries inflicted. They believed the murder weapon was a hunting knife, like the one found when a Bedford County sheriff's deputy stopped two men a few days after the crime.
He put one of them in the patrol car in the back and frisked the other one. And then he put the other one in the back of the patrol car and frisked the first one. And then he let them go. And later on in the day, when he returned to the police station, he found this hunting knife, this buck knife, jammed in the back seat of his patrol car.
Police did not question the two about the Haysom murders, but they would later be convicted of another murder in Roanoke using a knife. That fact alarmed journalist and filmmaker Karen Steinberger. I spoke with her at a Munich cafe.
You know, killing with knives is not very usual. It is actually very hard to kill a person with a knife. This was never ever mentioned in court.
In 1996, lawyers brought that discovery to the attention of a judge, who ruled it would not have changed the outcome of Suhring's trial. Karen Steinberger's documentary challenges that point and suggests the existence of a missing FBI profile of the killer, a woman who was close to her victims. None of this has swayed Governor Terry McAuliffe, who had the chance to send Suhring back to Germany, but decided to keep him behind bars in Virginia. We'll hear from him in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.